And welcome back to the Jump Around. You can, I think, see him on our screen in a minute. Brady Collins is joining the show, and we are excited. He is the director of football strength and conditioning. And I was told that you came up to Riley and said he's a real one. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
Awesome. No, it's an honor to be on here. And I dropped my phone there an hour ago. You know, listen to a bunch of your guys' stuff all the time. I'm a big sports radio guy. I always have been since I was little. And, you know, I saw Riley out of practice. I just wanted to go up to him. And, you know, I know you're young in this profession, but you do a great job, man. I always see you around. So I just wanted to give you props.
Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. And I wanted to get a feel for what your players thought of you. So when I was talking to Javen Robinson today, I was like, hey, I'm talking to Brady Collins later. Can you describe him for me? What are your thoughts? I understand
he's new to the program. Before you give the description, Brady, what would you want the players to say? What would be, like, if your perfect answer from one of your players, what do you want them to say?
Consistent.
Okay, well, he gave me another C word. The first word out of his mouth was crazy. Okay. Brady Collins is crazy. I love him. He's crazy, but he gets the best out of you. And that he said he's already put on 15 pounds of muscle since he arrived on campus. I don't know if you can confirm that, but I think that's what I'd want out of my strength and conditioning coach. Crazy guy, energetic, who gets results, and that's what Javen Robinson said about you.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, J-Rob's a great addition to the program. You know, kudos to the recruiting staff and the coaches for getting that one here. Kid's played a lot of ball. He's got a passion to play this game. And, yeah, when he got to us, I was like, man, this kind of, you know, he kind of looks like he's in eighth grade, you know, his size. new environment, new stimulus, new resources, all those types of things. He's done a hell of a job, and I'm really proud of him.
So how do you walk that line of adding that weight and getting them bigger, but also making sure that they can carry that weight, be athletic, carry it through the season? Like, what is the kind of the science behind some of the stuff that you're doing, and why is it important to add weight for these players throughout the Big Ten?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a big boy football. You know what I mean? I mean, you look at the average size of an O-lineman, D-lineman, it's, you know, at least 6'4", 6'5", it's going to be 3+. So you got to have some meat there. On the outside, you know, it's going to vary. I think, you know, 5 years ago, the average corner in the NFL was maybe 5'11", you know, 185, 190. Now it's, you know, 6', 200. But again, the biggest thing that we do, yes, it's easy to put, you know, good lean mass on skinny guys. It's even more fun for me and challenging to take a really big guy and lean him up, make him even more bigger and faster and stronger. Whatever these guys play their best football at, that's what we got to do. Now, selfishly, you know, I think of a guy like Tyrell Henry, who for the past 2 years has had, you know, little nicks and knacks, ankles, and, you know, things like that, or he takes a big hit and, you know, his shoulder's real sore, and, you know, he might be a little bit on the lighter side. So it's like, hey, you know, a big off-season push for him was, let's get you, you know, 185 so that, you know, we know how valuable you are, we know how twitchy and explosive you are, and we want you out there not just for four games, but for the entire year.
Yeah, Brady, you bring up those injuries and those little nicks and bumps. And I remember last year when you guys were dealing with lots of injuries, it felt, I asked Coach Fickell if you guys were looking at the strength and conditioning program and potentially making alterations. He said at the time that you guys are always looking at everything and that potentially how you approach dealing with older players was going to be different. Have you guys made any wholesale changes or even small changes to the program this offseason? And if so, what are they? And have you seen the results of that so far?
Yeah, you know, I think like any great leader should do, whether you go to the college football playoff or you had a tough year like we did, is you evaluate everything. And I do that myself every single year because I don't want to be the same person. I don't want to do the exact same program that we did last offseason or 2 years ago, because every year your team is different. And no doubt going into this year, it's even more different with all these new guys. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that really – you know, I started to realize probably this time last year and even before was just that the ages of these guys are much different than when they're 18, 19, even 20. Mm-hmm. And you got 24, 25-year-old guys. And a lot of these guys, maybe they played a lot of ball. So, you know, the old school mentality was, you know, everybody's in here, everybody's doing the same lift, everybody's, you know, doing all these extra finishers and all that stuff. Well, physiologically, certain guys, they've already had all that. So they might need just a little bit more fine-tuning. Some guys could, you know, when they get to you through the portal, they might be coming a guy like Jake Anderson, fresh out of the FCS National Championship game. literally less than a week later, he's here. Well, he also, you know, had a slight knee boo-boo in the national championship game, but he played through it. You know, he gets to us, we fix it. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that we looked at was, where do we want to be come September 6th, and let's work backwards. Whereas, you know, just being honest, in the winter, you get all excited. You're like, you got all these new toys. You know what you're going to do. You're going to, you know, get after it Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday's going to be a beatdown. But, you know, with all these new guys, we really wanted to build the base. One, get to know them, develop relationships with them. Because, like I said, the coaching staff and the recruiting department did a hell of a job bringing in athletes and guys that, you know, have a passion to play this game. And I'm not naive. I know not everybody has a passion to come and lift weights. But when the environment is the way that it is, my staff and our relationship with you, and our whole purpose is to get you at your best to play football, the game that you love to do. So we've definitely made some, you know, some tweaks here and there. You know, I challenge myself, staff, and, you know, I think that's the best thing is I have an unbelievable staff that's always pushing me. And, you know, we're on the edges of, you know, whatever new technology and sports science data is available to us. And we're always trying to, you know, enhance it. And I think Coach Vic, I commend him. I mean, he's, you know, he's old school and gritty to the bone, man. I mean, you know it, wrestler to the heart. We have a saying, we never lose, we only learn. And it just means I'm going to fight to the end. And, you know, he's even adapted and done some different things. And I think the players see it and appreciate it. And I think more of the communication with a lot of the older guys, too, has been that.
Obviously, you know, you have programs. You kind of touched on it as far as the physicality of the workouts there, but you hear plenty of coaches talk about certain players respond mentally to being coached in different ways, trained in different ways. How much is that a learning curve with the NIL, where different players are coming in and you need to learn how they want to be motivated during each session? Are they better in the morning, afternoon? Do they want someone on their case the entire time, or can they be trusted and they do better on their own? Like, how do you learn that in such a short window?
Yeah, you know, I think that's why you're called a coach. You know, I don't think it's always what you know. You know, it's how can I develop my heart with your heart? And even in this short time, like, you get a guy maybe only for 6 months, like, you got to know that your best interest is at your heart, and that's all you care about with him. If he's passionate about this game and he's obsessed about taking care of his body like a pro, watching the film, doing everything he can, I don't care if he can squat or bench, you know, 400-plus pounds. Because the NFL doesn't either. They care about when you press play, what do you see? So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, throughout a little time and consistency, it's built. And then you can really start to, you know, find those buttons to push and motivate. But I'd be lying if I said having guys like Mason Poster, Cooper Catalano, Kevin Haywood, that kind of makes it a lot easier because those guys live in this thing. Yeah. And, you know, you put anybody around those guys and you're automatically going to get their best.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned those three names and then Tyrell Henry earlier as well. Is there any other specific player this offseason that you've maybe not even changed their physique, but tweaked their physique to help them elevate this coming season that fans should know?
No. Yeah, that's a good question. I always get this from other guys. Like, you can go through the whole roster. And I'm like, yeah, I could easily because I love these guys. I know how hard they work and, you know, I want to be able to talk about them. You know, I'm really impressed. You know, I think a guy like Matt Young, right, a guy that came in last year, Division III guy, shout out. I was a D3 guy. you know, and, you know, we thought Matt was going to be a backup, play a lot of special teams. And then, you know, Preston Zachman takes the helmet to the shin against Alabama and breaks his bone in his leg. Insert, you know, Matt Young, trial by fire. And you know what? He just got better every single week, every single week. And kudos to him this offseason. He's done an unbelievable job with a lot of those guys, especially the new safeties in his room. Him and Marv, I love those two that bit the hip. You know, Carson Van Dinner, a big Wisconsin kid, that was a nice addition. He's been awesome. And he's done a good job mentoring, you know, Cairo Skanes, transitioning from corner to safety. You know, but, yeah, I mean, it's hard to fine-tune one guy. I mean, you know, it's easy. You can talk about Colton, the quarterback, and he came in. It was easily the most twitchiest quarterback I've been around. I've been around some really twitchy good ones. But he just works his ass off, and, you know, he's got great strength and flexibility and agility and all those things. And what I always like to say is a clean history of health, which is huge.
Especially for you guys, given the past few seasons.
Man, yeah. So you know, you never want to say it's bad luck, but, you know, let's face it, it's the most violent sport there is. And last year we did. We took it a lot, you know, whether we had ankles or we had feet or we had, you know, wrists. And, you know, Christian Allegro breaks his arm, but he still goes back in and he plays. Like, you know, it'd be one thing if we had a bunch of hamstrings and all that stuff. Right. I'd be packing my stuff. I'd be a little worried.
Yeah.
But you know, again, I think you know, a lot of the old school ways still playing. Like, you still got to train for that mental aspect of it. But I think one of the biggest areas, not to circle back, was like, okay, maybe at the end of every workout, I don't need something that's like an absolute grinder. Like, there are, you know, ways to, hey, make sure we hit the meat and potatoes of what we do. Understand that this guy only needs this. Hey, you young guy, you need it all, so you're going to get a little bit extra. And still having that culture in your room, which carries out through the locker room because of the guys that you have in that room.
Can you talk a little bit about how, like, positionally there's going to be different plans? Like, a quarterback, as we talk about the bad injury luck, that's one of those positions where, I mean, yeah, there's, you really can't pinpoint a specific physical reason why this thing happened, but it still happened. But obviously they have to be more fluid, they have to be more explosive, they have to have freedom of motion, whether it's quarterback, running back, wide receiver. So how do you train those differently than, like, let's say, the center?
No, I mean, you just got to look at the demands of the position, right? And you could start it from, no doubt, in a normal game, but how about a practice? And then you carry that into the way that we do our conditioning, the way that we do our sprint work, our field-based stuff, and even training. You know what I mean? Like, I think the biggest area that I think we really hit this offseason was on our lower body days, our single leg progression. You know, I used to be kind of staple of, right, you know, hey, we got three sets of, you know, you can either do a step up, a step back lunge, a forward lunge. You could do, you know, so many different types of things. So we have all these machines. Well, credit to my staff, you know, we really put our heads together and kind of went over some data about, all right, we obviously know O-line, D-line, they live in a world of 2 to 7 yards, 2 to 7 yards. And, you know, you got to be strong in there. You have to. So whether you can back squat a house or not, you got to be able to do some single leg stuff really well. And you got to be able to balance. And we tempoed it. And we added more reps on top to make it harder. You know, your big skill guys, your running backs, linebackers, tight ends, those guys are going to run more. So you can, you know, traditionally do some different things with them that kind of mimic them in that position. And then your skill guys are the exact same. You know, they were run, but they're built to also run and go through people because football, there's contact, it's imminent. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So, yeah, there's, you know, there's a fine line. You look at that. It's the same thing with our speed work. Like, why would I ever sprint an O-lineman, D-lineman 20 yards? Right. I just said they live in a world of 2 to 7 yards. And, I'll never forget even when we first got here, you know, the Jack Nelsons of the world, the Tanner Bordellinis, they're, you know, all hugging me. They're like, thank you so much. I love only running 10 yards. But you still got to be able to push heavy things, pull heavy things, you know, forward, backwards, all those types of things. But yeah, it's really, you know, I've always said we train the individual to the position. And I think, you know, just even nowadays when you get these new guys and you're still blessed to have a good core of young guys kind of coming up through and holding that standard, you can really just fine tune a lot of things.
Yeah, you mentioned coaching the individual, and earlier in the conversation you mentioned NFL scouts care about what happens when you press play. When you're on the sidelines on Saturday, as a coach, what do you take the most pride in seeing on the football field on Saturdays?
Oh, man, just, you know, all the hard work of the past, you know, 11 months or however long it is, and, you know, seeing adversity that all these guys go through, whether, you know, it's on the field or off the field, you know, playing the game that they love to play, you know. And, you know, us as coaches individually, you know, we all got our guys, we train and we mix it up and everybody does whatever. But, you know, you kind of root for your guys and all that stuff. But, man, I'd be lying if I don't say I love when the O-line is dominant. I love when the D-line is dominant because, let's face it, that's where the game's won. You know, and I'm not going to lie to you, I love watching a very athletic quarterback that can throw. That's fun, too. But I do. I just love seeing these kids, you know, do what it is that they love to do. I love seeing, you know, them engage the fans. You know, I always try to tell them, I mean, you're gladiators in an arena. You know what I mean? I love Camp Randall. I want it to be as crazy as it can be this year. We got to put on that to make it, you know, an environment, which I've been a part of it. It is awesome when that place is humping. And so that's my favorite part of game day, man. It's just watching our kids do what it is that they love to do. And then no doubt if there's a big play, big hit, I'm going to celebrate right there with them.
I got to ask, what are the hats? I have a second to recognize some NFL teams there, but what do the hats represent behind you?
Oh, okay, yeah. So all the hats behind me are the guys throughout my career that were, you know, my guys that got drafted. Yeah. So, you know, again, I've been fortunate, you know, in the SEC, Ohio State, obviously Cincy. I should have every hat up there, and then some guys get drafted, and then a couple years later they get signed by someone else. I see you're wearing a Bears shirt. You should be a big Kobe Bryant fan now. That's my guy.
I got a buddy that works for the Seahawks that told me that I'm pretty lucky to get him too. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Unreal. I love Kobe. Kobe will be up here soon, so maybe we can get you a little autograph or something.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Not too shabby. Yeah. Coach, last thing from me, more of a fun one, but – how much muscle do you think you could put on someone who's rough? Oh, I don't know, like 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, trying to get a little bigger before football season this fall.
Well, I've sized you up, my friend. I could easily get you to 195, 200. You know,
wow.
I'm gonna imagine that your daily caloric intake isn't probably what it needs to be.
I doubt it.
Yeah, you know, a couple spotted cows and cheese curds could do you good. I know.
Okay. All right.
But we could take care of you. We could find a way. But I think the only way you could do it is you have to train with Posa every day.
Okay, I'm down. I need that extra push. I think me and him probably lift, you know, roughly the same.
Probably lifts more than you actually weigh.
Yeah. He definitely lifts more than I weigh. That's for sure.
So it's exactly what you talked about. Like your workout would be different than mine because mine is so much more about recovery. Like I can do the workouts pretty well, but I always got some sort of ailment that I gotta get treated for afterwards. So
yeah.
Well, we appreciate the time. Thank you, Brady.
Man, keep doing what you guys are doing. You guys do an unbelievable job.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Good luck this season, and I'm sure we'll catch up as the year goes along.